This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. During the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day was extremely hungry, and so he had left his house at a time where normally he would not ever leave the house. And it was a time where most people would be resting. And the assumption is that the Prophet ﷺ had left after Dhuhr, in between Dhuhr and Asr, where people were resting. And so the Prophet ﷺ started going out and he was hungry. And on his way he met Abu Bakr and he asked Abu Bakr, "What brings you here?" He says, "For hunger." And then they met Umar along the way, and Umar also was walking around and looking for food. So they came. So he started walking towards the farm of Abu al-Haytham at-Tayyihan. And as they entered, and Abu al-Haytham at-Tayyihan, he actually was a wealthy companion of the Prophet ﷺ who owned lots of farms, and he had lots of land. As they entered this farm, they were looking for him, but he wasn't there. So his wife said, "Oh, he's bringing some water." So she invited them into the orchards, and the Prophet ﷺ, along with Abu Bakr and Umar, they both sat down and they started resting. A short while later, Abu al-Haytham at-Tayyihan comes in and he greets the Prophet ﷺ, and with him is this leather bag of water, and he gives the Prophet ﷺ a big hug. And then he proceeds to place a welcoming mat for the Prophet ﷺ to sit down. Then he goes to his date palm trees and he brings a large branch filled with date clusters. And he puts it in front of the Prophet ﷺ. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, "Can you bring some fresh dates as well?" And he said, "Messenger of Allah, I had intended to bring both in order to give you a choice." So as they were sitting in the shade, drinking the water, eating the fresh dates, as well as the ripe dates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in some narrations, actually started weeping. And he says, by the one in whose hands is my soul, these are the blessings that Allah will definitely ask us about on the Day of Judgment. And he said, ظِلٌ بَارِدْ وَرُطَبٌ طَيِّبْ وَمَاءٌ بَارِدْ. Cool shade, delicious dates, and cold water. Brothers and sisters, if you look at these three things that the Prophet ﷺ has said, they're very mundane things within that time period. And yet the Prophet ﷺ was trying to teach us the importance of contentment, al-qana'ah. This characteristic of contentment is becoming so fleeting and nebulous and almost unheard of, especially when we are living in this capitalistic society where everything is at the click of a button. You don't like something, you can get a refund. You can get something else shipped to you within the same day. And this insatiable desire that we have, it doesn't just extend within our online presence, but within our daily households. The way how we have so much food in the house, subhanAllah. The way how if we don't want something, we can just get something else in return. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he described this nature of humans. And that is, we are constantly looking for more. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us in hadith, لَوْ كَانَ لِبْنِ آدَمْ وَادِيًا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ لَبْتَغَى وَادِيًا آخَرٍ. If the son of Adam had a valley filled with gold, he would have wanted another valley filled with gold. Brothers and sisters, the Quran teaches us about the importance of contentment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, and is a believer, then we will give him a beautiful life. The scholars of tafsir, they said that this refers to Allah will give you contentment. Brothers and sisters, one of the most famous du'as that we say in our daily life and we teach our children is that famous hadith, oh Allah, give us what is the best in this world and give us what is the best in the next life and protect us from the fire. The best in the next life refers to al-maghfiratu wal-jannah, forgiveness and paradise. But what about the best in this life? The scholar said it refers to contentment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was one time sitting, and there was a Bedouin sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began describing the life of paradise. That even in paradise, we as humans, we want more. And he said that there would be a farmer in paradise, and he would say, "Oh Allah, give me something to do so that I can start planting and raising crops." And Allah says, aren't you busy with the other blessings that I have given you? And this man will say, Ya Allah, but I would like to do this. So Allah will permit him, give him a piece of land in paradise, and he will sow the seeds. And then within an hour, the plant would have germinated, it would have grown to its fullest extent, and the plant would be so ripe with fruits that he would end up with a mountain of fruits. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to his servant, go ahead, now take this. And so the Bedouin who was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, for sure that man who's being greedy in paradise is either someone from Quraysh, from Mecca, or he's from Medina. Because we Bedouins, we're not greedy like that. Even in Jannah, brothers and sisters, we as humans, we want more. My parting advice is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said three things. You will be successful. Qad aflah. Who is going to be successful? Man aslam. Qad aflah man aslam. That person will succeed if they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرُزِقَ كِفَافًا. And they are given the blessing of being content with what is little. وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And Allah makes him pleased with whatever Allah has given him. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.